This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The head of the Democratic Party in Wisconsin is vying to lead the party on the national stage. And election day for the position is closing in. Here's Savannah Tomei-Olsen.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. Eight governors have now endorsed Wickler, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. Four of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
The Wisconsin housing market is getting less and less affordable. According to the Wisconsin Association of Realtors, increasing home values, higher mortgage rates, and stagnant incomes have made it tougher for people to pay for their home. Median home prices rose almost 9% across the state in 2024. The average home price statewide is now $310,000. Inventory is still low, keeping demand high. According to Redfin, the Midwest is the most affordable region of the country, though. But we now also have the fastest growing prices. And Democrats in the Wisconsin legislature announced their first bill package of 2025. Lisa Hale tells us more.
The Lowering Costs, Improving Lives package of three bills. Representative Lori Palmieri of Oshkosh helped to co-author the package. She said in a press release the bills would reduce the tax burden for renters and homeowners by expanding the homestead tax credit, and it would cut the costs of grocery bills for families by enacting healthy school meals for all, and finally, decrease prescription drug prices through the Less for Rx agenda.
And as Wisconsin struggles with a growing unhoused population and lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue to rise. According to Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say that the dramatic increase in price of a home is pushing more residents towards rental options. And supply chain issues during the COVID-19 pandemic slowed the pace at which the state was building new housing options to keep prices down. And after over a century, Master Lock's run in Milwaukee is coming to an end. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A parent company, Fortune Brands Innovation, plans to close the Oak Creek office. They'll consolidate operations at a new headquarters in Deerfield, Illinois. 120 employees will be impacted by the move. The consolidation is scheduled to take place between July and September. It comes less than a year after the closure of Master Lock's Milwaukee plant.
And a bridge will be replaced in Merrill. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation held a meeting last week to present their plans. The Highway 64 West Bridge going over the Wisconsin River needs to be replaced after being built in 1927. Neighbors and businesses voiced their concerns over the reroute and customer traffic. And those at the DOT feel confident moving forward. The earliest the construction would begin would be 2027 and last about a year. And the Vilas County Board is set to vote today on opening up county highways to ATVs and UTVs. A decade ago, in 2014, Vilas County passed a resolution to allow town boards to decide. All townships have opted in, except Winchester, Manitowish Waters, and Boulder Junction. The resolution would force those three townships to open up their county highways to terrain vehicles. And another aspect of the resolution is that ATV access would be year-round, when right now they're only allowed on county highways from April through October. Using salt to de-ice in the winter is bad for the environment. Called sodium chloride, it's a mineral substance of great importance. Because chlorides persist in the environment forever and cause significant impacts to fish, aquatic life, and human health. In Wisconsin, we're seeing evidence of freshwater salinization syndrome, which is a condition where our freshwater becomes more like ocean water in terms of its saltiness. Now is the time to make a change and reduce salt use when we can. These increased chloride loads are partially due to road salting, but chlorides also enter Wisconsin waters because of water softeners and fertilizers. And it's Winter Salt Week. a chance to bring awareness to the efficient ways of using salt to keep our roads safe and acknowledge the damage salt causes on our waterways. Allison Madison is the program manager for Wisconsin SaltWise. She said every snowstorm is different, and so are the ways municipalities are dealing with snow and ice.
Snow fighting is both an art and a science.
Rock salt can bounce and scatter off roadways. At highway speeds, they can have upwards of 30% material loss.
By applying salt brine, like, all the salt stays where it's needed.
And excessive salt use in the winter contributes to the salting of our freshwater system, hampering the organisms who help keep the water from turning green.
When the salt levels go up, zooplankton populations go down, and we have more algal blooms.
You can find more information and events at wintersaltweek.org. And bear hunting season may still be months away, but a significant change is coming, and it's set to draw more hunters into the woods this season. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Board has approved an increase in bear hunting licenses. This decision marks a shift from last year, when the DNR issued 10% fewer licenses. The increase is expected to attract more hunters, particularly in Zone C, located in central Wisconsin, and Zone D, which covers the northwestern part of the state. And the popular flight route from Central Wisconsin Airport to Chicago is set to expand as American Airlines brings in larger planes. Adding on about 15 more seats per flight, it could lower ticket prices. Also changing, Air Wisconsin will no longer fly from CWA. Instead, they'll be using Envoy and Piedmont. And the deadline for the annual Wisconsin Governor's Business Plan contest is fast approaching. The yearly contest, produced by the Wisconsin Technology Council, asks entrepreneurs to submit their business ideas and connects them with resources like business plan templates and networking contacts. Finalists in the contest could also receive shares of cash and service prizes. The deadline to enter the 2025 competition is Friday. Applications can be submitted online at govsbizplancontest.com. Lawmakers want Wisconsin to be the tipping point when it comes to certain exams under anesthesia. Right now, under Wisconsin law, medical students can do pelvic exams on patients while the patient is unconscious, solely for educational purposes. But they have to be done under the supervision of a doctor. 25 states have passed laws saying patients must give consent to these exams first. Republican State Senator Andre Jack says Wisconsin should be the 26th. This is the fourth session in a row the bill has been introduced. It's gotten bipartisan support in the past, but never made it to the final stages. And two Wisconsin cities made top five Midwest cities to move to in 2025. Lisa Hale has the details.
Appleton comes in at number 4. Waukesha is number 5, all on the list of the best Midwest cities to move to this year. Consumer Affairs compiled the list by looking at 100 of the most populated Midwest cities and evaluating their safety, affordability, economy, education, and quality of life.
I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant 2 foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and they were getting into it, and honestly, I think they believe get one of them off the floor, so nothing happened. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but it, you know, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball: the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL: the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy's returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Reruns are not just for 1980s TV shows. Most of the money that flowed in from the box office this weekend is from films that have been out for anywhere from 2 to several weeks. The exception did open number one this past weekend. Lionsgate's Flight Risk opened with a $12 million take. The movie looked somewhat ridiculous in the trailer, but Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch frontman Mark Wahlberg now happens to be a bankable movie star. No word on if him appearing bald in the film affected the box office. The movie only drew about 20% positive reviews, but audiences seemed to view it a little more favorably. Looks like something we've seen before, but maybe that's why it opened number one. Coming in second place was Disney's Mufasa the Lion King, which is in its sixth week of release. In third place was One of Them Days with Kiki Palmer and SZA, which has been a nice surprise hit for Sony Pictures, pulling in good reviews and good audience marks. Rounding out the top five were a couple of swell sequels, Sonic the Hedgehog 3 and Moana 2. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider-Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy today and breezy. High temps in the mid-30s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, a few flurries still possible. It'll remain breezy with lows in the mid-20s, wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.